Jimmy, can you give me an update on Fred Neil? Is he alive and well?
Fred Neil, yeah, he's alive and well. Actually, I went down and did a show in Austin, Texas with Jerry Jeff on his TV show that he does, The Texas Connection, and Freddie Neil was through there. You know, I got this little label. If I could ever find Freddie and get him in the studio, I'd love to let him do another record because he was the voice that I learned from.
Yeah.
But he's alive and well somewhere in Texas.
Excellent.
And how do you know, and you know, we just talked about this off the air, but some guys from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, my hometown,
White Duck, the Immortal White Duck Band was my first, they were the first Coral Reefer band before, I mean, with the way back days.
Yeah.
Barnaby Records, I did two records, and those guys, Mario and Paul Talbot,
Mario Friedel,
and Don Klotsky, they
Talbot,
were all on. Yeah.
And Donnie Klotsky, those are friends of mine. I find like this so weird, he was going, oh yeah, these guys, my first stuff I played.
John, I'm old. I've been around.
Oh, you have. You have. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the loop. Well, wait a minute. Go back to the cheeseburger restaurant for one second.
Yeah.
Because you were serious about it. How does a guy just open a restaurant, call it Cheeseburger in Paradise, and play a lot of your music? So, obviously, anyone down there, George thought, must be Jimmy Buffett.
Well,
let's go in there.
A lot of them call them Margaritavilles, and I do have to get nasty and sort of go after them. You know?
It seems like after the fact...